This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to The Morning Run. You're here with me, Roshan Kaniston, Noel Lim and Kusu Chuang. And we've got a poll running on Twitter right now. Would you visit cinemas and theatres again when they open up again? Because the pandemic has affected various industries in Malaysia, and the film industry is one of them, especially when it comes to the production of it. Members of the industry, including cinema owners, freelancers, directors, and pretty much anyone involved in the making of movies or commercials, have suddenly found themselves out of a job or having projects delayed.
So I think some filming activities may begin after Hari Raya following very strict SOPs. I wonder though, no kissing anyway. So he has also announced a change in leadership over at FINAS with the appointment of businessman and social activist Zakaria Abdul Hamid as the new FINAS chairman, replacing Dato' Hans Isaac. I have to say though, I tried to Google search about Zakaria. I didn't get much information on him.
Additionally, Finance Minister Tengku Dato' Sri Zafrul recently met representatives from the creative industry to an economic recovery plan for them. Now, to help us understand the impact this has on the industry here, we have on the line with us Ahmad Ibrahim, President of the Film Directors Association of Malaysia. Ibrahim, thank you so much for joining us on the line this morning. Now, Communications and Multimedia Minister Dato' Saifuddin Abdullah has said that filming activities are allowed to be resumed following strict SOPs. What are these SOPs, and do they adequately address the current situation?
Well, actually, the SOP will be issued, I think, within next week. And we do not know what is the content, but we have given our own SOP to FINAS, and FINAS already forwarded to KMM, and KMM has studied our SOP, and he already passed over to MKN. So MKN will announce the comprehensive SOP within next week.
How come you don't know the content? Won't the MKN need to show you a final draft to make sure it makes sense?
Yes, we know the content. We know the content roughly, but we do not know the final content. Final content will be adjusted by the KKMM and MKN according to the requirement of KMN.
What took the government so long in coming up with the filming SOPs when clearly it is one of the main industries that rely on freelancers? Do you think this indicates a lack of understanding or expert involvement in the process?
They should. I think they should, yeah. In fact, they have adequate professional to look into it. And I presume that they might come with a better SOP for the industry player, and of course they are very strict in certain areas, because shooting involves a big scale, it's a group of people, and to control them, I think it takes a big task. That is why they put up a certain trick on this SOP for the sake of our helps, for example.
So then, what you earlier mentioned that you've sent over some of your own SOPs. What have you suggested? What do you think the film and what kind of SOPs do you think the film industry needs?
Well, we suggested that distancing is. I think everybody knows that distancing, like washing hands, glove, and masking, but. What we have suggested is that give us an opportunity to shoot with a crowd of 25. Okay, so we need 25 crews together plus actors. But it seems that they said no. We only allowed 20 of you. They mean 20 of crews at every field, at every time. So we found out that 20 is a small amount. It's a small amount of crews and artists. So somehow or other, we agreed with that 20. And what we should do is that we narrow down to a certain area. I mean, to a certain discipline, which we need a multi-task discipline. For example, that maybe we could come with only a few staff of, I mean, maybe four or five, I mean, crew, cameramen, and the rest we're trying to reduce as much as we could. And a few of them taking up a multi-tasking in terms of, I mean, working. For example, like maybe a director will take over, director also take over assistant director and county, for example. So this is an example that I could address it to you. And the rest, it'll come along with 20 people.
I understand it's already difficult to make a...
Yes, we adhere to whatever they say.
Mm. I understand it's already difficult to make a living before COVID-19 in this industry. What has been the impact now? Is it going to be worse?
It was scary, agony and haunting. Right? You just imagine, during the MGO, they give an audit for 24 hours. Huh? Out of sudden, we are not prepared. Some's already in the mid of shooting, and some's is already just started for shooting. And what I'm going to tell you is the serious scenario is that they don't have any. They didn't take any payment yet. Some of them, they haven't taken any payment yet. Right? For example, they're signing a contract. They expect to be another few days for them to be for their money to be released. And some of them, in the mid of shooting, they haven't finished certain episodes, which, you know, will meet the requirement of the contracts. And so and so. So about 40 production house involved and 40 directors. And 650 crews and artists were involved in this at that moment during the
war. Okay. There's a gentleman named Zakaria Abdul Hamid, a businessman and social activist, Ibrahim. He was recently appointed as a new FINAS chairman. Do you think he's the right man for the job?
Well, it's not really the matter. Because why? Chairman is a non-executive post. And normally, traditionally, this post be appointed by the minister. He's a political appointee. So somehow or other, we don't think that it really gives them some impact in the industry, because as far as I'm concerned, he's only a non-executive post. And he only chaired the board of the directors.
So what value does he bring to the board?
Well, whatever decision made by the CEO, made by the administrative,
he would just approve them?
Yeah. He just approve and approve whatever, or maybe he might say that certain suggestion, they said they need more time in something like that. That's all.
Thank you so much for your time this morning. That was Ahmad Ibrahim, president and of the Film Directors Association of Malaysia, giving us his view of the landscape of the film industry and the impact it's had, and his thoughts on the new FINAS boss there. We've actually got a poll running on Twitter. When cinemas and theatres open, would you visit them again? Chuang Noel, what are your answers, Noel?
It depends on how well they've cleaned the chairs, actually.
Noel, your voice is so different.
Sorry. It just seems, you know, sometimes I talk like that.
So, Chuang.
I do not talk like that. I hardly go to the cinema anyway. So, I don't think I will be visiting it anytime soon.
It's a great experience.
And definitely not with Kusu Chuang.
I wouldn't go on myself, let alone you.
So, Chuang, you, would you go?
Yeah, for sure. If it's clean, you know, sanitized properly, all the germs and bugs have been removed.
Yeah, I think I would as well. Whenever it's open with the SOP, I just wonder how comfortable it is to wear a mask and eat popcorn at the same time. And on that note, we're going into a few messages and then the 8 a.m. news. And when we come back, the Breakfast Grill with the Sabah Credit Corporation, where Wong Xiaoning speaks to George Tai Tim. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.